Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life. Yeah, yeah.
This program is sponsored by Good News Christian Ministries, which is located at Post Office Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, K0G1W0. I'm your host today, Brian Wilkie of St. Andrew's Christian Church in Rockland. And as always, I want to thank our supporters. You have been prayerfully supporting us for 17 years since Alan Churchill founded this program at the turn of the millennium. And I do thank you for the financial support that allows us to go week by week with our broadcast here from CFRA Studios. Today, again, I'm able to thank Wills Transfer Limited and the proprietor, Terry Wills, for their generous support that has been so constant through the years of our ministry here. And we thank them for all their support of the many different Christian endeavors that they support in our community. You can also support our program if you go to our website. You can go there to download an MP3 of our broadcast and be able to listen to it at any time. Many years of our archives are there on the website, and you can find programs from days gone by as well. But you can also find opportunities to donate on the website, which is gncm.ca, goodnewschristianministries.ca. Today, I should probably have a program about the approach of Easter, because this will be originally broadcast on Palm Sunday. But I want to focus on what Christ has accomplished for us through his death and resurrection. And so it may seem a little bit tangential to Easter, but the scripture we're going to read is about the gift of rest that God has given us through his Son, Jesus Christ. And so the scripture is taken from Matthew chapter 11, and I'm going to begin reading at verse 25. At that time Jesus said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure. All things have been committed to me by the Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." We're going to take a look at the rest that Jesus offers to his people, the rest that he's offering to you and to me. And we'll do that in a few moments. But in a nod to the Palm Sunday date, when Jesus entered Jerusalem peaceful and riding on a donkey, I'd like to have you listen with me to the song sung by Steve Bell, "Ride On, King Jesus," from his album Beyond a Shadow.
Ride on, King Jesus, no one can hinder thee. Ride on, King Jesus, ride on, no one can hinder thee. King Jesus rides to Jerusalem, no one can hinder thee. Hosanna to King David's son, no one can hinder thee. He rides upon a donkey small, no one can hinder thee. The King of Peace, the children sing and they dance and shout. No one can hinder thee. If they won't praise, the rocks cry out. No one can hinder thee. King Jesus done just what he said. No one can hinder thee. He healed the sick and he raised the dead. No one can hinder thee. Right on, King Jesus. No one can hinder thee. Right on, King Jesus. Right on, no one can hinder thee. The light of God shines on his face. No one can hinder thee. He offers all his pardoning grace. No one can hinder thee. Come join the throng, your voices raise. No one can hinder thee. The King of love deserves your praise. No one can hinder thee. Right on, King Jesus. No one can hinder thee. Right on, King Jesus. Right on, no one can hinder thee. Right on, King Jesus. No one can hinder thee. Right on, King Jesus. Right on, no one can hinder thee. No one can hinder thee. No one can hinder thee.
I always enjoy listening to Steve Bell's music, and that song, which mixes the triumph of his entry into Jerusalem and the paradoxical surrender that he's making of offering his life for the sake of his people. That beautiful hymn is sung so well by Steve Bell. I'm anticipating, as I record this, going to see Steve Bell at the Metropolitan Bible Church on March 25th, but that will have passed by then. But I do encourage you to look for his music online and so on, because there's a great witness to the glory of God in his music. This scripture that I've read today about Jesus offering rest to the weary is given at a time when he's speaking to the Pharisees, who are having a lot of difficulty accepting his message. And Jesus notes that his disciples, who may not be academically honored with degrees and with years in rabbinical school or seminary, he's delighted that his own disciples are getting this, understanding why he's come and who he is. And so he praises God, his Father, that God is revealing this to little children, as he describes them. It's not that the wise and learned are not liked by God, but so often when we think we know stuff, we're unwilling to learn new things. And God is revealing a new thing in Jesus Christ to these people who have a very strong religious tradition and believe they know exactly what it is that they have to do. When he describes his invitation, Jesus describes it in a great contrast to the kind of religion that people are used to. You see, he tells them that they can come to God for rest. Now, in the religions of the time and in the circle of world religions, there are many different things that you expect from your relationship with God. You may expect that your God demands all kinds of sacrifices in order to be convinced to do something good in the world. Many religions in the day of Jesus and in the generations before, people would practice all kinds of rituals to try and convince the gods to show them some favor and to bring rain on the land or to bring them defense from their enemies or to come against disease in their country. That they felt that the gods were basically opposed to them But if you really gave enough sacrifices, if you sacrificed something valuable enough, then you could convince them to do something for you. That was the attitude that many people had towards gods in those days. And I must say, I still see that attitude today, where even Christians have a attitude that God must need some convincing in order to do good. It's a kind of sad attitude, because Jesus reveals a God who says, come to me if you're weary, and I'll give you rest. Not come to me if you're rich. Not come to me if you're really, really wise. Not come to me if you're willing to make a sacrifice of 1,000 oxen or rivers of precious oil. Not if you're especially not, he says, if you're willing to sacrifice someone else for your own good. For many of the gods that Israel was lured towards in their day were gods that required sacrifices of humans and of children. And God absolutely rejects that kind of an image of the God who created the universe and who rules all things. So on the one hand, God is not a God that has to be convinced to do good. But the Pharisees that Jesus contended with and the religious mindset of his day was that God will do good if you're good enough. God wants to do good, but he'll only do good for people who prove that they are really good themselves. And so people were carrying what Jesus described as heavy burdens. Heavy burdens of responsibilities and requirements that they just felt they had to get everything right and get all their ducks lined up, or else God's blessing would pass them by. But Jesus now specifically addressed people who are weary of those burdens, weary of carrying that weight and that uncertainty, weary from not knowing whether they've been good enough to qualify for the blessing of God. And Jesus says, come to me. Are you tired? Are you fed up with all this striving? Are you burdened? I'll give you rest. It's incredible to me that the God of the universe, the Lord God Almighty, would look upon us and say, you look tired. How can I help you? And yet that's what he does. I can't help but be reminded that in the opening pages of Scripture, as God creates the universe and the story is told of 6 days of creation, and through those 6 days, God labors mightily. He creates light and distinguishes it from darkness. He creates the stars and the planets. He creates the earth, the land, and the sea, and the sky. He sets the seasons, and life comes into being, and green plants and ocean animals and birds of the air and the things that creep and crawl and run upon the earth. All these things are brought into being. And finally, at the end of the 6th day, he brings into being humanity. Male and female, he creates them. In his own image, he creates them. And he brings them into being at the tail end of creation. And then when they wake up after their first night, God says, take the day off. Have a rest. I'm going to take a break now. Have a rest with me. God's first command, if you will, to his creatures, to his sons and daughters, was have a rest. The Scriptures highlight how important it is that we understand that God is a God who gives rest and peace to his people. I don't know how we manage to continually get mixed up and to see life as an endless marathon of desperate striving that is beyond our capability, but maybe we can do it just about good enough to get God's favor. No, that's not the picture of the universe we have. Yes, life is full of challenges, but God is offering grace. And so we have this beautiful message about a God who is willing to give rest to his people. And as we continue to think about this, let's let someone else remind us of the grace of the God who is worthy of so much worship. This is going to be a song by Stephen Curtis Chapman, singing again a familiar hymn, At the Feet of Jesus. And this is from his wonderful album, The Glorious Unfolding.
At the feet of Jesus, I will lay my burdens down. I will lay my heavy burdens down. In the stillness, I can hear my Savior calling out. Come to me and lay your burdens down. So I will lay down my struggles, and I will lay down my shame, and all the fear I drag around through this life like a ball and chain. And I will sing hallelujah to the one who sets me free. And you will find me at the feet of Jesus. You will find me at the feet of Jesus. In the arms of Jesus, I will find my peace and rest. I hear him calling, come to me and rest. Carried by my shepherd, cradled tightly to his chest. There and there alone, my soul finds rest. So I will rest in the shelter of my Savior's embrace, hidden safely in the refuge of his mercy and his grace. And I will sing hallelujah to the one who sets me free. And you will find me in the arms of Jesus.
We are invited to bow at the feet of Jesus. We're invited to give our lives to him. And as soon as we hear those words, we might start to get a bit of a hesitation and wonder, is this the hook? Is this the price that we must pay? Jesus, in his invitation, has said, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. And then he says something that seems at odds with that. He says, take my yoke upon yourselves, and learn from me. Now, we know what a yoke is. A yoke is what an ox or a horse wears in order to be able to pull a plow or a cart. It enables their energy to be used to do work. And all of a sudden, from the word rest, we're suddenly brought to the word yoke. And there seems to be a problem here, something that causes a bit of confusion. If you're going to give us rest, Lord Jesus, what is this yoke you're putting upon us? Well, Jesus is actually making a huge contrast here, that when he says, take my yoke upon you, he's making an assumption here, and it's a right assumption, that you're going to be wearing somebody's yoke. You're going to be yoked. You might be yoked by the expectations your parents put upon you. You might be yoked by financial necessity, debts that you have to work off. You might be yoked by your own expectations, your own ambitions. and you are going to be driven by those things that yoke you. Now, he also knows that he's speaking to people who are under the yoke of a complex law of ritualized religion. And he's saying that there is a different yoke than the one which you are currently burdened with. This yoke is the yoke of Jesus Christ. And here's the thing about yokes. You can only wear one. And that's the good news of putting Jesus' yoke on. If you are yoked to Jesus, then you can't be obligated to pull the plows of another. You can't be obligated to do the hard labor that is required by another employer, another Lord. You have one Lord, Jesus Christ. And he immediately says, after that we should take his yoke upon himself and learn from him, he says, I am gentle and humble in heart. Has that been your experience of the yokes you're bearing, that they're gentle? Even your own expectations, have they been kind to you, or have they pushed you beyond what you're capable of, or left you feeling inadequate because you've tried to do things that you thought you should be able to do and you found yourself falling short? Jesus' yoke is a different yoke. He says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. It's very similar when Jesus says, take my yoke upon you, to that initial moment of creation that I spoke about earlier, that God calls the people of earth into being, and he says, go forth and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it. And he says, but first, take the day off. And he tells us, come to me for rest. Come under my yoke, because I'm the one who will command rest upon you. I'm the one who will command blessing upon you. And if you are receiving my commands, you're free from the commands and demands of others. And so Jesus calls us into an attachment to him, into a relationship with him, into a firm and fixed relationship with him in which he promises us this rest. Now, what does that rest look like? I know that both my messages from last week and this week come out of an experience at a prayer summit where I learned to look at myself and my own relationship to God in a fresh way. And I note that I'm in the same bind that I find many others in, that we play but don't necessarily find rest. We sleep but we don't find ourselves restored. We do the things that seem best and seem good for us, and yet we find the law of diminishing returns, that peace can be far from us. Jesus is offering us a different yoke, a new rest, a rest in which he himself is giving us what we need, in which he himself is leading us in the paths that actually lead to a restored soul. Not things that give promises that can't be fulfilled, but to a walk with Jesus that is in a relationship for those who have been weary and burdened and are deeply in need of the peace that God gives. When I look at Jesus' experience of his Father, I see that he is one who has, in his human life, has learned peace from his own Father. For whenever the Father speaks to Jesus, you hear a voice from heaven saying, "This is my Son with whom I am well pleased." God's love for his Son is one which communicates peace and satisfaction, in which a child who has a father like that can go to the Father and know that however they may feel they haven't done well that day, however they may feel about their kindergarten artwork or their stumbles and their bruises as they learn to run and play, they know that they will be received warmly by a Father who is pleased with them. That is the relationship that Jesus offers to his people. The one that he learned from his Father, the one that he passes on to us, is this relationship of giving rest and peace to the weary and the burdened. This relationship is offered to all people, regardless of what yokes you have been wearing, what you have been committed to, and what you have done in the past. God is offering to take away those burdens and replace them with a life that is entirely different, that is free and light and easy. Not not a life without effort or challenge, but a life in which challenge and effort is combined with peace. This is the offer that Jesus gives to us. So let's turn our hearts to him in prayer. Almighty Father, may your peace descend upon your people. Even upon those who have already accepted Jesus Christ as Lord, we know that there are many of us who are having trouble finding the place of peace in a relationship with you, that we sometimes believe in our own expectations more than we believe in the grace that you offer to us. So help us, Lord, to rest in you and to find the place where our rest is filled with grace towards others, where our rest is not an impatient, demanding life, but a rest which is able to give others that same peace. We pray that Jesus would complete the work that he's begun in his followers, and that that work would begin in new people as they receive him as their Lord and their Savior. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Once again, I want to thank our listeners for your encouragement and support. We are really blessed by the support by companies like Wills Transfer Limited and other individuals who sponsor programs and even months of programs. We are very happy for that support, but we continue to need support from all our listeners. If you're able to support us financially, please take the opportunity to visit our website and make a donation there, or send a check to Post Office Box 184 Rideau Ferry, Ontario, K0G1W0, and that's in Ontario, Canada. If you're not able to support us financially, please lift us up in prayer that we might be empowered to spread the word of God abroad. We thank you again, and I want to encourage you to be sure to worship in a church where the gospel is soundly proclaimed and lived out with compassion, integrity, and resolve. And now to conclude our program, I'd love to have you listen with me to a song by Terry Clark, All Hail King Jesus. And this is a song just praising him for his glory and his love. I do pray that the Lord will hold your heart and you would know Jesus personally and profoundly. May the Holy Spirit reside deep within your heart and the Heavenly Father surround you with his constant and abiding and accompanying love.
Good News in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.